It's the greatest show.
I'll say no more than that. Actually, I will say more than that. I've got John Milburn, Neil Atkinson, Andy Heaton, and Ian Salmon. And we've done quite a few interesting topics, and this is probably the broadest and the most, and the one that's going to annoy my guests the most. It's, what did I say it was? I haven't even got my notes in front of me. Pick your best Liverpool 11 from 1990 onwards, he said, dropping
this century. No, this century.
Oh, this century. Of course I said this century, because it'd be much harder if I'd said 1990. So what we're going to do is we're going to go around the table. We're going to talk about our picks. We're not going to, boys, Andy went in the room when I was briefing the chaps beforehand. We can't all do long monologues on this because there's 11 names to pick. We're going to talk about our formations. It's got to kind of work. I think I'm going to just be the ref on this in the end, and what I say will go. So fuck you all.
This sounds fucking great.
Are we not putting this out to public vote? No.
Why not just do a show where you pick your 11 and just say, there you go, sorted?
Should we do this? Yeah, okay. Time is money, money is time or whatever. So we've got to start at the beginning. We start with the goalie question. The candidates are, going back from 2000, I'm going to eliminate certain lads before we even start. Carrius and Mignolet are not in the conversation. Neither's Kirkland, I think, was. I would say Reina, maybe Dudek, Alisson are the people we want to consider. Andy, what say you? Who's your goalie pick?
I haven't got one.
Scott Carson.
I haven't got one. Daniele Bedelli. One for the youngsters. I haven't got one. I've got my entire 10, well, I've got 10 of my 11 mapped out.
Playing rush goalie.
And I go, you know what? I couldn't, I felt like I'd be betraying one of them if I picked one over the other. So look, it's one of them. For me, Pepe Reina, for me, he played 285 games for Liverpool. For 200 of them, or maybe 180 of them, he was in the top three goalkeepers in Europe at that time. He was almost before his time. His distribution now, then was fantastic. That's seen as a massive bonus. Now, when you look at the transfer fees that are bouncing around for goalkeepers now compared to what they were then, I think, you know, you talk about Kepa going for 75 million to Chelsea or whatever it was. I think he's easily better than him and would have been in that bracket. Saying that, and it's only a small sample, I think Alisson's the best Liverpool goalkeeper I've seen in my lifetime from what I've seen so far.